The shuffle and clutter of Christmas have marched off and away into the doldrums of weird winter and dull routine. And for some, the words of the servant in Isaiah ring true in classroom, at work, in the family. I have labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. And so we scurry about, read a book, take a few sessions, commandeer a hobby, all in the attempt to stem the tide of boredom, of burnout, or we end up jumping through the next set of hoops on our way to getting out of here, grateful that on our way out we learn a thing or two. And there are days, and sometimes those days seem to come more frequently, days when the sense of purpose is distorted or simply dissipates, and we are left with the two small things of our lives, our too small commitment, our too small faithfulness, our too small love, our too small faith. Through the years, scholars have tried to identify this servant of whom Isaiah speaks, Cyrus, any number of prophets, Israel, all good answers, at least to some extent. Along with these scholars, we have come up with our own answer, ourselves. And yet, with the micromanaging of our lives and the lives of others, it doesn't take long to see that on our own, we could hardly be that servant. Our lives are too much the too small thing for us to be this servant. But someone else? Is it too small of a thing that the creator of the stars of night became a child lying in a manger in Bethlehem? Is it too small of a thing that the eternal wisdom to whom all the turning worlds obey became a child that was taken by fleeing parents to Egypt and then to Nazareth, his home? Is it too small of a thing that before birth the Lord called this servant and formed him in the womb of the Lord's handmaiden to bring back Jacob and Israel and gather Israel to himself? Is it too small of a thing that abhorred and despised though he was, when taking the very nature of a servant, becoming in human likeness, he became obedient to death, even death on the cross? Too small a thing? It would be too small a thing if it was meant only to restore the tribes of Jacob and to bring back those of Israel. But this servant was to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel. He was to be a light to the Gentiles that he might bring God's salvation to the ends of the earth. And God's love in Christ, his servant, is no small thing. It is large. It is large to cover the world and all of its sin. And it covers us, our petty sins and our puny cares, and the small things of our lives. In baptism, God's purpose becomes our purpose. And we who once were slaves to sin become servants of the Lord, bearing the light, his light, to all of the world. In Christ, no detail or small thing or concern of our lives is too small for his love. Our lives have purpose because of the Lord, who is the Holy One, is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.